power also outpictures through the throat chakra as the voice box or larynx, which makes speech possible. This organ corresponds to the third symbol used by the ancients to represent power. Speaking the word. The word is the thoughts or the ideas of God. Speaking the word can be accomplished silently through thought, affirmation, decree, or visualization. When expressed verbally, such thoughts and decrees become sounds, which originate in the voice box. As the air is expelled from the lungs, it passes over the vocal cords in the voice box, causing them to vibrate. The sound produced by this vibration is shaped and refined further by both the structures of the respiratory tract, which includes the nose, sinuses, and pharynx, and those of the mouth, which include teeth, tongues, and palate. The close interaction between the respiratory system, which corresponds to the will characteristic, and the voice box, which is a manifestation of the power characteristic, demonstrates in a physical way the interdependence between these two spiritual qualities. Will is the active, positive, masculine polarity, and power is the receptive or feminine polarity. The previous pairings of characteristics were faith with strength and love with judgment. The first six characteristics represent spiritual, immortal man involuting or descending into the physical plane. Symbolically, each of the three pairs makes up one point of a triangle whose apex points downwards. The second six qualities also come in three pairs, with each pair placed at one of the points of a triangle whose apex points upward. They represent physical or mortal man as he evolves back to his Christ or I Am Self consciousness. Together, these two triangles compose the cosmic symbol of the Star of David. Speaking the word helps uplift, heal, and harmonize in numerous ways and on different levels. Through silent thought, decree, or visualization, higher truths and ideas can be implanted in the auric envelope of the earth to be picked up by others and applied in their lives without their knowing the source of this inspiration. The written word, such as in articles, pamphlets, books, and courses, also conveys spiritual information and concepts that help teach, instruct, uplift, and heal. In speaking, singing, or chanting, in the higher consciousness, a vibration is produced that can decrystallize lower thoughts and feelings and can implant a higher frequency. Scientists are beginning to discover the tremendous power of sound. I just want to share really quick that right now it is 2024, and the information that God has brought for me, it is information from a multitude of authors, thought leaders, the Bible. And so sound is actually very profound. I actually use sound in my healing practice, and I use it for the world. And the power of intention is where it is at, because as I've shared earlier, the thought and the word are God. So remember, in every now moment, we are totally commanding, and as children of God, God is responding and delivering because he has given us free will, which is why our world is the way that it is. Now back to the teachings that the Lord would like me to share. Higher energies or vibrations can be transferred also in the laying on of hands and in auric balancing. The healer unites with his light body and with those on higher realms, then serves as a conduit carrying the higher energy down from the crown chakra along the spine and out the hands to the person needing healing. In auric balancing, this transfer is to the patient's auric field, with the healer's hand serving to sweep out lower negative thoughts and feelings and to adjust and align the auric field, bringing the person to greater atonement with his Christ self. I also just want to add really quick that after my near-death experience, I started seeing auras a lot clearer. I've always seen them my entire life, but they became super pronounced after my near-death and out-of-body experience. And since then, they have been increasing and becoming more and more prominent. And I think it's because I keep going inward more, which is why I am sharing with you that everything in the world around us is an illusion. It only holds the power over you that you freely, willingly choose to give it, okay? And a lot of people are having difficulty understanding this concept, wrapping their mind around it. And as you continue moving forward, doing the meditations that I am sharing on this podcast and on my blog, it will become known to you clearer and clearer. And as the Creator of all, Universal God, has said time and time again, the word and the thought are God, and everything in this lifetime is about intention. Simply affirming, thinking, speaking the words, I claim my power within. I surrender to the Christ thee within. I am. And be mindful of every word that you speak after that. And I promise you, your entire life and world will change. It already is, but now you're really going to notice it. I love you.